Understanding Quantum Black Holes from Quantum Reduced Loop Gravity, by Wen-Kong Gan et al. We systematically study the top-down model of loop quantum black holes, LQBHs, recently derived by Alessi, Bahrami and Pranzetti, ABP. To understand the structure of the model, we first derive several well-known LQBH solutions by taking proper limits. These include the Bohmer-Vandersloot and Ashtekar-Olmedo-Singh models, which were all obtained by the so-called bottom-up polymerizations within the framework of the mini-superspace quantizations. Then, we study the ABP model, and find that the inverse volume corrections become important only when the radius of the two-sphere is of the Planck size. For macroscopic black holes, the minimal radius obtained at the transition surface is always much larger than the Planck scale, and hence these corrections are always sub-leading. The transition surface divides the whole spacetime into two regions, and in one of them the spacetime is asymptotically Schwarzschild-like, while in the other region, the asymptotical behavior sensitively depends on the ratio of two spin numbers involved in the model, and can be divided into three different classes. In one class, the spacetime in the two planes orthogonal to the two spheres is asymptotically flat, and in the second one it is not even conformally flat, while in the third one it can be asymptotically conformally flat by properly choosing the free parameters of the model. In the latter, it is asymptotically de Sitter. However, in any of these three classes, sharply in contrast to the models obtained by the bottom-up approach, the spacetime is already geodesically complete, and no additional extensions are needed in both sides of the transition surface. In particular, identical multiple black hole and white hole structures do not exist. This was Understanding Quantum Black Holes from Quantum Reduced Loop Gravity, by Wen-Kong Gan et al.